Prepare for a whole new sporting experience. This is Sports Planet.
American football is the most popular sport in the United States. As of 2012, nearly 1.1 million high school athletes and 70,000 college athletes play the sport in the United States annually. The American Football League, known as the NFL, has the highest average attendance of any professional sports league in the world. Its championship game, the Super Bowl, ranks among the most watched sporting events in the world, and the league has an annual revenue of around $10 billion. And American football players are amongst the richest athletes on the planet. For the average American, their version of football is life. But wherever you find success, you will definitely find a Nigerian. Thousands of young men of Nigerian heritage play the sport at high school and college level, and some have even gone on to achieve legendary status in the NFL. And with the 2017 NFL draft beginning tomorrow, you can bet your house that Nigerians are in the mix. Welcome to Sports Planet, your premium news and magazine sports show. The 2017 NFL draft begins tomorrow and we'll be looking at all the Nigerian interest. My name is Tunde Kweki. We'll take a short break and we'll return with the rest of the show. The National Football League Draft is an annual event in American sports in which National Football League teams select eligible college football players. The 2017 draft day begins tomorrow, and we spoke to our American football expert Bimbo Bankole about the massive Nigerian interest in this year's selection.
This is Sports Planet.
Please start by introducing yourself. Tell us who you are and what it is that you do.
All right, my name is Bimbo Bankole. I am actually a fitness instructor, wellness coach, and I also coach American football in Lagos, Nigeria.
What's the name of the team?
I coach Lagos Marines, a young group of male and female students and secondary school, primary school students in Lagos, Nigeria.
Well, interestingly, Nigeria has had a long and quite storied history in the NFL, that's the American Football League in the United States, and the upcoming draft also continues to highlight that, and the upcoming draft ensures that there'll be some major Nigerian interest in the draft. You want to tell us about that?
Oh yeah, the upcoming draft so far, based on at least some of the potential first round picks that are going to come out of the draft, I can actually give you up to at least about 8 Nigerian American players that will be considered to either go in the first round, which is the first 32 teams, or no later than the second round, which means the first 64 picks at least. And that's just the first two rounds. Obviously, the NFL draft goes up to about 6 rounds, and then a lot more Nigerian players that are considered more later picks based on either one or two things, either weight or height or speed, that will drop into the later rounds will also get picked. But at least potentially, we're looking at close to 10 Nigerian players that could be picked in the first 64 picks.
You want to just give us a few names that we can probably look out for?
Definitely, Nigerians, everyone, fans of American football, look for the big Nigerian chief, David Njoku. Obviously, he's a tight end coming out of University of Miami. Hopefully, he will be picked at pick number 10 by the New York Giants. And also another player, which is Chidobe, his last name escapes me now. I think it's Nwodize, who actually played in Colorado, University of Colorado, for Colorado Bulldogs. He's a cornerback and is being considered to hopefully go in the first round as pick number 22 to the Buffalo Bills. Sorry, the Bills.
And we also hear that Chidobe is actually being mentored by an NFL Nigerian legend.
Yes, talking about NFL greats, Nigerian greats, one of the great ones, Nnamdi Asomugha is his good friend, family friend, and mentor of Chidobe, and which is actually very good for Chidobe. He has someone who has proven in the league over years that he can play this, you can play this sport at the competitive level, and you can be very structured, very disciplined, and also very professional. So if any Nigerian player out there, regardless of it, Chidobe or whatever the position is, because they both play the same positions, Nnamdi coming in to mentor this kid is a beautiful thing for not just Nigerian American players, but for any American football player at all, because Nnamdi Asomugha, exemplary player, he's one of the good ones.
What is it with Nigerians and the NFL. Yeah. I mean, we've taken so quickly to the NFL. At least a lot of these Nigerian kids who are born in the United States. What makes Nigerian kids excel so much at collegiate level and also at the NFL level?
It's the DNA. It's the DNA. The average Nigerian DNA is athleticism. We're very athletic people in this country. I think we've been blessed with some kind of rare genetic code that we just take on to sports. It's just a matter of you tell us how to play it and it becomes a part of who we are. So I think where we have come now with as Nigerian players and Nigerian athletes in the NFL is that we have looked at all these sports and we said to ourselves, we are capable of doing it. And I think kudos to all the other Nigerian players that have played before, which is allowing these kids to look at this point and say, you know what, when they see a guy in a jersey and a helmet and they look at the last name on the back, Asomugha, that's I can relate to that name. This is a name I know. This is something that, you know, this is family here. I can do this. So I think that's the encouragement that many of these Nigerian players are looking at. The fact, you know what, it's not just soccer. I mean, I can run, I can sprint, I can jump. You know, okay, well, put me in the weight room. Let me add weight.
I can hit.
And I can hit somebody and I'll be hit, you know. And I think that's where it comes for a lot of the Nigerian kids today, is the fact that they look at the game and look at a lot of us Nigerians. We look at many things. Okay, this is a new challenge. This is a new challenge. This is a different challenge. I can excel. I can be great at it. No Nigerian takes a sport to be mediocre. We don't take a sport to be just one guy on the team. Even on the team of 20, we want to be the best player on the team. Mm. And I think that inbuilt competitiveness is what makes a lot of these young Nigerian players, even the ones that are not born in Nigeria, let's remember they are third, fourth, second generation Nigerians. So their parents will instill that competitive side of them in there. Like, look.
Actually, you've actually trained some kids right here in Nigeria who've never played the sport before, but do go abroad and excel.
We have actually recently, we have one kid now who actually is in high school and he started playing in the high school team in Miami. We got two kids that went out to Florida to play in junior college, which is JUCO. So again, the other thing that's actually fascinating for the Nigerian kids and the interest from the United States and overseas is that a Nigerian kid locally in Nigeria has a lot to lose by not excelling in American football. Playing American football in the United States is what? It gives you the opportunity to go to school for free because it's a full ride scholarship. It gives you the opportunity to change your life and the lives of the people around you when, you know, okay, now you're living, working, and training in the United States. So which means, okay, maybe somewhere down the road, your mom comes, your dad comes, your brothers and sisters come. It's an open door, so to speak. So I think where a lot of the Nigerian kids...
You forgot the money part.
And the money. That's the biggest thing. I mean, the money. Changing your life, changing your family's life. So when a Nigerian kid of Nigeria is taken to the United States to play this sport, there's so much riding on it.
Let's talk money.
Yeah.
These boys in the NFL drafts on Thursday.
Yes.
How much do they stand to make?
Oh, man. Okay, let's take the first round. The first round is obviously 32 teams, and then it's broken down into the early rounds, which is the first 15, and then the later one from 16 to 32. The guys that go in the first round are guaranteed, based on their position, nothing less than $3 to $4 million a year, which is guaranteed. Now, if we look at that's salary. Now, let's go from the number one pick. Say the number one pick could be, if they pick a quarterback. Now, due to a change in the NFL, I think up to 4 or 5 years ago, a number one pick in the NFL could earn guaranteed money $45 to $50 million. But because of that bargaining agreement, they've now changed it to where a young kid now coming in from college at 21, 22 has to play for 4 up to 5 years on his first contract, and then he gets the big $60-$50 million pay raise. But even that, still the 4 years or 5 years of his initial contract, he's looking close to earning about $20 million.
From where? Endorsements?
From salary. From salary, you know. So a number one pick in the NFL, which means you're the first pick ever by any team on draft day. Okay. Your life will change forever. That's guaranteed. So then you come down to the second, third, and up to the 15th pick. Those guarantees, based on their positions, you know, between 2 to 3 to 4 million a year. And then you have endorsements that come with that. You have sign-in deals that come with that. And you have some of them that actually have some incentives, like based on workout incentives. If you come out, some contracts are telling you, if you work out at team facility for spring camp or for the season, another $350,000.
Final question. Can we one day see a Nigerian American or proper full Nigerian number one draft pick?
I think we can. We were very close a few years ago when I think Actually, we did know. He's not Nigerian. Ndamukong Suh is not Nigerian. But in the draft day where Ndamukong Suh came, we also had another Nigerian in that draft. He plays on the defensive line as well. His name will come back to me. But we're getting close to it. I think the bigger these Nigerian players now are getting, the bigger they're getting, the more athletic they're getting, we might actually see a Nigerian-American or maybe even a Nigerian number one draft pick in the NFL. It's coming. It's coming soon.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, Bankole, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you very much for having me. Appreciate it.
Sports Planet will be right back. Stay tuned.
This is Masai Ujiri of the Toronto Raptors. Make sure you all keep listening to Sports Planet.
And here is where we bring down the curtains on today's edition of Sports Planet. Sports Planet is a production of Complete Sports Studios, and it reaches you on this station on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Don't forget to send me all your questions and comments to my Twitter handle, or just follow me at Babatunde Koiki. And for more sports stories from all across the world, please get your daily copy of Complete Sports from your vendor, or visit www.completesportsnigeria.com, and you can click on the Sports Planet button on the website to listen to this episode or previous episodes of the show from our podcast archives. Before we go, let's tell you that Luton midfielder Cameron McGeehan picked up probably the most ridiculous yellow card in history when he was booked for his reaction to breaking his leg at Portsmouth. McGeehan was injured in a tackle with Portsmouth's Michael Doyle in the first half of the League 2 encounter on New Year's Day in 2017 and punched the pitch in agony as he was seen to by the paramedics. However, referee Tim Robinson took issue with the playmaker's conduct and flashed him a yellow card before he was taken down the tunnel on a stretcher. referee. On behalf of the production crew here in our studios, my name is Tunde Kweki, wishing you all a fantastic evening and assuring you
the planet is listening.